4 weeks ago, Walmart announced its plans to open a store this summer in Chinatown, LA. Since then, many residents, small business owners, and city officials have voiced strong opinions against the move. But today, a group of people gathered to support the store. They say Walmart will help residents and small mom-and-pop shops, while opponents maintain it will drive them out of business. Nikki Ng is the executive director at the Chinese Chamber of Commerce. She said Walmart's presence would generate much-needed foot traffic in the quiet community.
If anyone has been into Chinatown lately or recently, or within the last couple of years, you've seen that the amount of visitors coming in has dropped dramatically. It's not as vibrant as it used to be from many years ago, and having a Walmart will increase more visitors into Chinatown.
But Bing Wang, a longtime employee at Chinatown's BJ Market, is worried the increased foot traffic would exacerbate Chinatown's parking situation.
No good for us business, yeah, because now Chinatown is a lot too much people, and the parking is a lot good, so very difficult, the business.
Chinatown currently has 2 full-service grocery stores, in addition to 15 to 20 neighborhood markets like Wang's BJ Market. James Elmendorf is the deputy director of the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy.
And if Walmart comes in, undercuts them by having cut-rate wages and cut-rate prices just to drive them out of business, we will see a loss of important institutions in Chinatown.
This Friday, city council members will vote on a proposal that would block chain businesses like Walmart from opening in Chinatown. Esther King, Annenberg Radio News.